bunch of things at the mechanics of the body and see if we can make the body better, meaning restoring it back to where it was when it first broke down. Now, energy medicine, on the other hand, actually, it believes in holism, it believes in this vitalism, and it really follows that theory of the metaphysicians of vital energy. It suggests that there's an invisible source of subtle energy that forms this light body around us, and that this light body is constantly surrounding and interpenetrating, meaning that it's actively engaged with the functioning of the physical body. They view the light body as and its components as supporting each other in its functioning, and that we cannot separate the physical body from the energy body, and in doing so, we're really not healing, we're basically curing, meaning that we're only addressing one part of the contributor of the problem. Energy medicine understands that it's within this energy body, and then going deeper into the subtle energy, where one is able to really facilitate true healing, again, bringing the body back to a state where it was better than it broke down. It actually sees, in energy medicine, it sees illness more as an energetic disharmony and discordance from that energy medicine perspective. But when we look at subtle energy medicine, that actually takes energy medicine and it refines it to the point where subtle energy medicine realizes that there's a disharmony in the light body, also a disconnection between the mind and the body, and that this illness is really the soul's way of bringing attention that an obstacle has occurred, whether it's a mental pattern of limited thinking or self-judgment, or it's an emotional reaction to a situation that has history and habit and repetition to it, and the subtle energy medicine realizes that there's an obstacle somewhere within the mind, the body, or the energy that is not allowing the soul to be able to communicate as freely as it needs to. Energy medicine is defined as the science of understanding and harmonizing the energy flows which connect the body, the mind, and that light body itself. Energy medicine views the body as a spectrum of biocircuitry systems, polarity, and vibration. The principle behind energy medicine is the human form is merely a composite of varying energetic flows, and when these flows become out of sync, it creates a resistance, and then that resistance ultimately breaks down the physical body and increases its susceptibility to illness, meaning the holism of what's going on, or disease, meaning the pathology of the body. The focus of energy body is to restore balance both to the energy flows within that light body and then also the energy